First, though, to some big news about the state of our planet. A new report says harmful gases that damage the Earth have reached record levels.
Yeah, the latest figures from the United Nations Weather Agency show that despite all of our efforts to be more environmentally friendly, the amount of emissions is increasing faster than at any time in history. So what's going wrong?
Well, let's take a walk back through time to find out. The Industrial Revolution, a time which a few hundred years ago would change the world. Here in the UK, people left their farmlands in the country to work in massive factories in the city. It sparked the rise of the railways, carting new products up and down the country, and it was all mainly powered by coal. Scientists worked out that burning all of this coal to make power releases a huge amount of gas into the Earth's atmosphere. It caused what we know now as the greenhouse effect, and it's having a huge impact on the planet.
When carbon dioxide is released into the atmosphere, it remains there for about 100 years. And while it's in the atmosphere, it's trapping the rays' energy, so the atmosphere around the Earth begins to warm up. The ice caps on the north and the south poles start to melt. The sea level rise means that some towns and villages along the coast will be affected by water, as we've seen flowing down the high street.
Countries around the world have been trying to do something about it, often meeting to set targets aimed at reducing harmful gases. Environmental campaigners say a lot of the blame could be pinned on countries such as the United States and also China and India, who are having a new industrial revolution of their own and creating a lot of the world's greenhouse gases. World leaders are set to have more big climate talks at the end of this month. Experts will plead once again for everyone to do more to look after the future of the planet. But the big question is whether the world's biggest countries will listen. Well, from clouds of harmful gases to swarms of angry people.